The virgin birth is not just a nice story we tell during Christmas time. The virgin birth was needed to bypass the sinful blood of Adam. Jesus was not born with a sin nature. Jesus was not born with death passed upon him because his blood did not come from sinful man. He was born of a virgin. His blood came from heaven. And the sin nature was bypassed from Christ through the virgin birth. So we understand that we are sinners and our sin needs to be paid for. We also understand that Christ died to pay for our sins. We know that. Go to 1 Corinthians if you would. You're there in Romans. Just flip over to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. You know, some people pay good money to go to Bible college to learn these things. And they don't even get it taught right. They get told a bunch of lies. We get to study the Bible and the Word of God, and we need to realize, look, the Bible is not just a practical book, and we're big on practicality here, and to do, and to put into actions the things that we're taught. But the Bible is the source of all our beliefs, both faith and practice. Amen. We can find our theology and our belief system in the Bible. See, atonement is the redemptive sacrifice of Christ. Why was that needed? Because we are sinners when we were yet without strength, the Bible says. When we are unable to save ourselves, to help ourselves. We were sinners and our sin needed to be paid for. And Christ died to pay for our sins. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 3. The Bible says this, "For I delivered unto you, first of all that which I also received. How that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. And that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures." Keep your place there in 1 Corinthians. Go with me to the book of 1 Peter if you would. 1 Peter chapter number 2. If you start at the end of the New Testament and you go backwards, you have the book of Revelation, Jude, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st John, 2nd and 1st Peter. 1 Peter chapter number 2. Revelation going backwards, Jude, 3rd, 2nd, and 1st John, 2nd and 1st Peter, 1st Peter chapter number 2. Do me a favor, when you get to 1st Peter, put a ribbon or a bookmark or something there, because we're going to leave it and we're going to come back to it. So I'd like you to be able to get to it quickly. 1st Peter chapter 2, verse 24. Christ died to pay for our sins. You say, "Pastor, that is so basic. Do we really need to talk about it? Isn't that, doesn't everybody know that?" Well, I don't know. You go out soul winning with me and tell me if everybody knows that. Because it's a trite statement people make. "Oh yeah, Christ died for our sins." Well, then why do you think you have to work your way to heaven? Well, then why do you think you have to repent of your sins? Well, then why do you think you have to keep the commandments? If Christ died to pay for your sins, then why do you think you need to do anything? See, the Bible says in 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." See, when we talk about the atonement or the atonement process, what we're literally referring to is the fact that Jesus sacrificed himself on the cross, that we were sinners, our sin needed to be paid for, and Christ died to pay for our sins. Go to 1 John, if you would, 1 John chapter 2. You're there in 1 Peter. If you go past 2 Peter, you'll have the book of 1 John. 1 Peter, 2 Peter, 1 John. And look, obviously, when we're talking about salvation and we're giving the gospel to someone at the door, I try to teach soul winners and teach anyone who listen, really. There's really six ideas or six thoughts that people need to understand when it comes to salvation. There's six things we need to explain to someone at the door or an unsaved person that we're trying to get them to choose Christ and believe on Christ for salvation. The first is this, that we're all sinners. The second is this, that our sin has condemned us to hell. The third is this, that God has a gift he wants to give us, and that gift is eternal life. It's salvation. It's through Jesus Christ. The fourth is this, that someone paid for that gift, and that someone is the Lord Jesus Christ. The fifth is this, that that gift will last forever. It'll never end. Once you have it, it'll never be taken from you. And the last is that we must call upon Christ in faith to receive that gift, to receive the gift of eternal life, to receive salvation. Those are the things we explain to people when we're out soul winning in a very practical way. But what we're talking to them about is the atonement of Christ, that we're sinners and Christ died for our sins.